Page 61. Activity 3. Taking notes.
How many of you know the name Jeff Bezos? Okay. How about Amazon.com? Have you heard of that? Well, Amazon is the world's first and largest internet bookstore. And Jeff Bezos is the man who started Amazon back in 1995. 5 years later, Amazon was serving millions of customers in 120 different countries. Amazing, right? And this is the reason why, in 1999, Jeff Bezos was selected as Time Magazine's Person of the Year, a very great honor. Now, Jeff Bezos is actually not the topic of my lecture today, but he is a perfect example of my topic, which is entrepreneurs. That's entrepreneurs, spelled E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R-S. Entrepreneur is a French word meaning a person who starts a completely new business or industry. Someone who does something no one else has done before, or who does it in a completely new way, like Jeff Bezos. Entrepreneurs like Jeff Bezos are very highly respected in American society, and I think in many other countries too. So, in today's lecture, I want to talk about three things. First, the characteristics of entrepreneurs. I mean, what kind of people they are. Second, the kind of background they come from. And third, the entrepreneurial process, that is, the steps entrepreneurs follow when they create a new business. Okay, let's begin by looking at the characteristics or the qualities of entrepreneurs. There are two qualities that I think all entrepreneurs have in common. First, entrepreneurs have vision. I mean that they have the ability to see opportunities that other people simply do not see. Let's look again at the example of Jeff Bezos. One day in 1994, he was surfing the internet when suddenly he had a brilliant idea. Why not use the internet to sell products? Remember, at that time, no one was using the internet in that way. After doing some research, Bezos decided that the product he wanted to sell was books. That's how Amazon got its start. The other quality that I think all entrepreneurs have is that they're not afraid to take risks. I mean, they're not afraid to fail. As an example, let me tell you about Frederick Smith. He founded FedEx, the company that delivers packages overnight. Smith first suggested the idea for his company in a college term paper. Do you know what grade he got on it? A C! Clearly, his professor didn't like the idea, but this didn't stop him. Today, FedEx is worth more than $20 billion and employs more than 130,000 people. Okay, we've just seen that all entrepreneurs have at least two important qualities in common, but now let's take a look at some differences. We'll see that their backgrounds can be very different. First of all, some entrepreneurs are well-educated, like Jeff Bezos, who graduated from Princeton University. But others, like Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, never even finished college. Next, some entrepreneurs come from rich families, like Frederick Smith, the founder of FedEx. In contrast, other entrepreneurs come from poor families, and many are immigrants or the children of immigrants. A great example is Jerry Yang, one of the men who started Yahoo.com. He was born in Taiwan and came to America as a young boy in the 1970s. Okay, another difference is that although many entrepreneurs start their businesses at a young age, lots of others don't start until age 40 or later. And finally, I think it's important to remind you that entrepreneurs are not always men. A famous woman entrepreneur, for example, is Anita Roddick. She founded The Body Shop. You can find her natural cosmetics shops all over the world. So, to conclude this section, you can see that entrepreneurs come from many different backgrounds.